This Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up is for Skill Hire, your employment and training specialist.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Andy Lee and Where Did Your Waters Break?
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Fairly big filling in for Heidi this morning.
Big night for me last night, Big Z.
Oh, did you? Birthing, bit of a late one?
Birthing classes. That's Ooh. Where I'm at these days. So last night we wandered off to St. John of God in Subi, myself. And I'm very fortunate because a good friend of mine, Luke, and a good friend, Dan, they're due 5 days before us or something. Yep. So we've got a little team going, like a little squad that goes off to these classes
little
together.
Birthing squad.
Yep.
Now, I did see the movie last night. I called it a movie.
The
video, yeah, the graphic video, and like it was quite funny. The lady's like, "Righto, do you want to see the video before food or after food?" And I was like, "Righto, let's get it done." So we actually had to watch three ladies give birth.
Yeah. We did that in high school.
Really?
I'm still scarred.
Is that a reason to not have kids? Like, use protection 100%. Or this could happen to you.
Our school was great at that.
Yeah, well, there was like a natural. They're all natural, undrugged birth, which for me was. A bit of a shock how it all went down, you know, standing up, sitting down, sideways, showed all the different positions and that sort of stuff, which caught me off guard a little bit.
We have joked a lot about this, but now that you've actually seen the video, was it a lot more full on than you thought?
A lot more blood than I assumed would be involved.
Oh, so you actually watched the,
No, the whole kit and caboodle. Everything. Oh. No, the three stages and all that sort of stuff, which I actually learnt quite a bit last night. I really enjoyed it. No, in all honesty, I was a little bit...
What did you learn?
Oh, like about contractions, the three stages, so like... your contractions the first time could be between 5 and 20 minutes, so you can probably stay at home for them. And then once they get a little bit closer, make your way into hospital, call in, all this sort of hoo-ha. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to talk about in 131060, I need the I'm actually going to throw to the mama bears out there because no one else is good to me on this phone topic. But we spoke about your waters breaking.
Yeah.
Now, I was of the assumption that waters breaking was a little bit like...
Dramatic?
No, well, I thought it was over-dramatized. Yeah, you're right.
A bit Hollywood.
Yeah, like. a few drops or maybe a little feeling that you needed to go to the water. But the lady taking the class last night was like, no, it is like a Hollywood movie. Your waters break, it is like a Hollywood movie. That just gushes out of you. It can just gush. And I was just like, struth, right. And I joked about it the other day, putting tarps over the new couch. Like, imagine that on the new couch. That's gone.
What's more important to you, your beautiful partner Emma and your soon-to-be child or that new couch?
I think that'll all go out the door once it actually happens.
No,
you're just so excited.
Absolutely. But I even learnt, like, if it comes out a little bit green, it means the kid might be distressed that he's done a poo inside the womb and all that sort of stuff. So I've learned a lot about it. But what I want to know, 131060, give us a call. Where were you when your waters broke? All right, because it's really got me a little bit thinking, like, gee, I've never seen it happen. It could easily happen in a shopping centre, anywhere. I just want to know, where were you, 131060?
Do they advise
when they broke?
Do they advise when it's almost game time to kind of stay close to home and stuff?
Oh, yes. So, like, but when the waters break, though, it's
game on.
Yeah, make your way into the old birthing suite.
All right, 131060 is the number with Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
Now, 131060, we are talking where were you when your waters broke? Because last night I had my first birthing class, and in all seriousness, I learnt a stack about the...
Take a notepad?
No, I didn't, but I stored it all in the mind. But, you know, about how it all gets to 10 centimetres and that's the final stage.
Yeah, you were just showing me with your hands what 10 centimetres look like. Like, it's not actually meant to be big enough for the baby just to fall out. Like,
there's still a bit of work to do, but I mean, he's going to be a big, strong boy. But 131060, where were you when your waters broke? Now, Sherry, you were just saying your sister.
Yeah, so I was in Melbourne with my sister when she gave birth to her first. But I had the Grand Prix weekend where I learnt to drive and had these two races on the Saturday and the
You're
Sunday.
A competitor.
Yep.
Best weekend of my life. Her waters break on the Friday.
No way.
And I'm racing Saturday and Sunday. And I was just sitting there. I'm like, please, 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 please hold on to this baby until Monday. And she did.
4 days.
Four days of labor.
As you can imagine, I'm a frantic sort of person. I mean, any sign, if Em's gone to the bathroom, I'm like, nope, that's done. Let's go to hospital. We're going now. It could be any minute.
I'm not having a baby in a toilet.
let's go to Byford. Kathy, was it your waters that broke?
It wasn't my husband, so.
Yeah, well,
yeah, no, fair call,
good
man.
Point there, Kath.
where were you?
It was about 12:15 at night. I was lying in bed and I felt this great whopping pop. It does happen like a pop. We quickly jumped out of bed. Thank God I've got tiles throughout my house. And I can tell you now, it was torrential. I never knew there was that much water there. So we had towels, garbage bags, everything covering the car, getting to the hospital.
So it's almost like a water balloon.
It just pops. It doesn't stop.
When you say it doesn't stop, how long does it actually go for?
Well, I think my sort of waters were trickling. Up until I gave birth 10 hours later.
Oh, well, they said last night, in all seriousness, it can be confusing for a heavily pregnant woman whether the waters are broken or not. And you'd probably know a little bit more about this than I would, Sherry, but something about you put a pad on or something and if you smell it, it can quite easily be, they say smell it.
Oh, really?
It could easily be urine, or that's like a sign, nope, it doesn't smell like urine, your waters have actually gone, off you go.
A lot of pregnant women do wee themselves because there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's hard to understand whether it's the waters or the urine.
So you're going to be giving it a sniff, though.
If need be, I'll get the nose in there.
How did you go, honestly, keeping a straight face last night? Because if you're as mature as I think you are, were you not laughing your ass off the whole time?
No, because I was sitting next to Luke, and we are quite mature young lads, but there was one diagram of the vagina and the anus and tearing.
I love it how he was just thinking about the right words.
Yeah, and like a tearing situation, which she said at the start, like, I'm going to hit you between the eyes is what happens, which is great for the girls. They really appreciate it. But me and Luke might have made the comment that if this diagram doesn't get off the whiteboard pretty quickly, we're going to lose it. But no, it was pretty funny.
Let's go to Michelle. Where did your waters break?
Mine actually broke in the hospital. But like the other ladies in Brighton, I felt the whole pop thing, contracting. Mum says, sit on the end of the bed, lean into me, you know, deep breathe. As soon as the contraction come, I just look down at her, start laughing because all my water's in her trainers.
Oh my God.
She was squelching.
Is that part of the job when you're in a hospital, though? You kind of just understand that sometimes stuff might happen and it might end up with you, your water's breaking in her shoes.
Bless our nurses.
Oh, the midwives. Goodness me. They are, like, I'll be there and I'll be standing in slips.
Bring some wellies.
Yes, and I'd be very, midwife will need to step up because I will be a bit of a dizzy mess.
Well, I've been told from many women giving birth that they would love their husbands to be on the other side of the building. Like, you guys just don't know what to do.
Well, she did say last night too, you don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Just stay there and shut up. Sometimes I think apparently like the husband or partner turns into like a football coach.
Like, get in there, give it all your best, give me everything I've got.
Yeah, like screams at him, like just shut up and get out.
All right, 13:10:60, where did your waters break? We'll have more calls up next.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
13:10:60, where were you when your waters broke? I'm currently going through birthing classes and I was shocked last night to hear that it actually is like the movies and it can gush out of you.
I'm waiting for a juicy story.
So yeah, so am I.
Like, excuse the pun.
I was going to say, and hopefully not a green mucus because that means the young child's actually done a number twos and he's under some sort of stress. I learned that last night.
Let's go to Chelsea. Where were you?
I was in a swimming pool.
Oh. How could you tell then?
We couldn't really. Like, we went through the whole pop in the ears thing, but we had been doing Braxton Hicks and fake labour. And so when it happened on our first child, we had no idea what was going on. And I told my husband and he said, maybe you just peed yourself.
So how did you figure out that it had in fact broken?
We actually had to go to the hospital because it wasn't like what we were expecting, like in the movies where your water breaks and it just hurts, like contractions come full on. That didn't happen to us. So we had to go to the hospital.
And how many people were also in the pool at the time?
It was just us, so it was our own pool at home, luckily.
Thank God for that. I was picturing you at the local YMCA with about 40 other people in there.
Was it Moses who walked on water? If I was in a pool with someone whose waters broke, you'd see me walk on water.
I think that might have been Jesus.
Was it? Yeah, definitely Jesus.
Well, did Moses, who parted the seas?
That was Moses.
There you go. That's the one I was after.
What would make you move faster in water? Someone else's water breaking or the sight of a shark down at City Beach?
No, water breaking.
In Banksia Grove. Kelsey, where were you?
I was at the fruit and veggie shop.
Oh, God. And how, like, if you don't mind me asking, how much came out?
Luckily, not much in the shop, but when we sat down to actually have something to eat quickly, that was when I noticed that it was like full on water. So
I love it. That's a real pregnant woman. Doesn't stop you from getting a bit of lunch.
Yeah, you
know? Oh, God, no.
You know what's about to come in the next 6 to 12 hours. You need that energy.
Definitely.
Thanks for being a legend, Kelsey. That is a lot of information, but we love it.
No way.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Right now.
One of the all-time greats in radio.
Yes, no, that upsets me.
Okay, what about one of the more organised members of the Hamish and Andy team?
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Andy Lee.
Hello, Andy.
Morning. Dav. Sherry, just a pleasant surprise.
Brian,
how are you?
Thank you.
Well, Andy, I was just going to say that Sherry Lee Biggs came in earlier this morning going, oh, Andy's on the show today. We go way back. And we all went, yeah, righto. So can you confirm that you guys are actually old mates?
Yes, I can confirm that.
I did not say way back, Andy. I just said I knew you, all right, mate?
sounds like you bragging as usual.
Oh,
no problem.
Just a little bit.
Now, Andy, what we're going to do this morning, mate, is we do say it each time you're on the radio that unfortunately, due to the time difference, sometimes our Perth locals don't get the opportunity to speak to you. So we've just opened up the lines to ask Andy. So the listeners,
I like this.
Yeah, 131060, ask Andy, whatever you like. I've got one to get started, mate. Your radio career has been unbelievably successful. How can you tolerate the Carlton Football Club?
Yeah, it's a very, very good question. Well, I mean, obviously they need something to level us out and bring us down. And Carlton are providing that in spades at the moment.
You're using it to drive for success.
I thought for a second that, I mean, for a split second, about half time, that we may have got up over Freo on the weekend. But no, they would never going to change their traditional form of just going away.
Well, I'm jumping on board here as well, Ando, but I've just noticed that Hamish has been away for some time on Instagram. I am a heavy stalker of the two of them. But they have a hashtag for their trip, and I noticed that you and Beck had no hashtag. So what's going on there?
I know, we don't put enough thought into these things, do we? Yeah, I mean, obviously, Hayne would have had a team of marketers that have gone through the hashtags and presented a number of them. I think they went out to three or four different agencies. They all presented in a big boardroom, and they went with Blake Be With You. So yeah. I'm glad to hear it's getting traction, the thousands and thousands of dollars they spent on getting that right.
A pretty schmick social media campaign indeed.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've got Ash on the line. Are you there, Ash?
How's it going?
Yeah, good. Now, so you're speaking to Andy Lee. You got a question?
Yes. Ahoy there, Andy.
Ahoy to you. And thank you for using my preferred telephonic greeting.
I have a question. Like, so did you ever think for once that you would make a career out of being like pranksters, you and Andy? And also, we miss you being on the radio. Do you miss being on the drive home because they're not the same?
Oh, okay. A nice little dig at Hughie and Kate on the way past. Yeah. I'll be sure to replay that back to them. No, we couldn't believe it. I mean, Hayme and I used to skip uni because our university didn't have a radio station and go down and pretend we were enrolled in another one and just jump on air. So the fact that skipping uni was the answer. So if you're listening, kids, find a friend when you get to uni, skip, and then drop out. It's the key to success.
Andy, I'm into my 14th year of university, and I'm still slugging it away in an undergrad, so I'm not far from dropping out.
Yeah, good.
And still claiming HEX, or...
Yeah, still got the HEX
student payouts.
All right, let's go to Joel now. Joel has a question. You there, mate?
Yeah.
All right, you're speaking to Andy Lee.
Okay, Mr. Andy Lee.
Gosh, sounds like a lawyer.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not getting sued, are you?
Can I just say that all that tax fraud was an accident, and I'm sure to pay it back to the ATO as soon as possible.
And it was Hamish's fault.
I'm sure. Okay. So the question is, if a crocodile was about to eat Hamish or your partner, who would you save first?
Oh, great question. Obviously, Hamish. He's worth a lot more money.
Surely he's insured, though.
Yeah. Well, no, when Hamish and I were up north, we went to Arnhem Land with the Indigenous communities, and the guy said to me, if you ever get attacked by a crocodile, you stick your finger up its bottom.
Oh.
And it will normally let go. And so I wouldn't bother trying to save either of them. I'd just lick my finger and go straight for it.
And hopefully it's a heterosexual crocodile.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure. Okay. Floor's yours, apparently. Go for it.
How do you find a crocodile's bottom?
How do I find it? I reckon probably at the rear.
Yeah.
Although we all, obviously every survival map has one. You get your little medical kit, you get your compass, you get a few bandages, and then a small diagram as to exactly where to go.
When we thought doing Ask Andy Lee a question, and we thought it'd be a great idea, I didn't predict that this is the path it would go down, but here we are live on Hit 92.9. Let's quickly finish up in Wattle Grove. We've got Ella. Ella, you got a question for Andy?
Yeah, I have. Good morning. Ahoy, Andy. Welcome.
Ahoy to you.
Thank you. Just a quick one. I've got to need you to answer the age-old question that nobody seems to know the answer to. Okay. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
All right. KFC, I think, came first. And they waited around for a long, long time before they had a product. Chicken or egg, I don't know. It's a very good question. My guess is a chicken.
Hmm.
Do you have an answer for us, Ella, or are you just throwing it out there?
God, I don't bloody know. That's
what I'm asking. I'm just Googling it now. Definitely chicken. Fantastic. We can put that
okay, perfect.
I feel good like Perth has not taken this opportunity. I would be asking some real down and dirty questions about Andy Lee's private life, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What
do you got, Sherry Lee?
No, I think I know everything. No, I know Bex. Like, we chat weekly. I find out all the gotten.
So we keep hearing. Hey, True Story with Hamish and Andy returns tonight at 8:40 on Channel 9. Andy, thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning, mate. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure, guys. You'll love tonight's story. It's one of my favourites. It's essentially a cat arrives dead in a pets pack at a regional airline.
Oh,
and the family is coming in 2 days to pick it up. And the regional airline boss decides to try and find a replacement.
All right, that's tonight at 8:40.
Yeah, the guys thought it was an urban myth. It took them 4.5 months to track down the actual person who did the cat replacement. So it's a very odd storyteller, but he's excellent.
And it's not that hard to take home the wrong pet. Actually, I have a black lab, and I took him to dog care one day and returned with a different black lab. So I can sort of understand it is quite easy to get pets confused.
So they have a chance.
Oh.
All right, good on you, Andy.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We are chatting about renovations in light of The Block and Dave Hughes saying last week that they found roughly 5,000 syringes in the, is it the Gatwick?
Yuck, yeah. Did we know about the Gatwick in Melbourne? That's like renowned for being a bit of a...
Sorry, I was a clean skin over east, unlike you hanging around those areas.
Oh, there's heaps of clubs along there. It used to be
a bit of a hotspot. But what I want to know, 131060, what did you find when renovating or when you purchased the property?
In Ridgewood, Maddie, what did your nana find?
Hey, guys. So my nana didn't actually find it. So my nana moved out of her house a while ago, like many years ago, and she actually had stashed some money under the floorboard.
Oh,
but when she left, she actually couldn't remember where she put it. So she actually had to leave it there.
How much are we talking? Do you know?
Oh, it was quite a lot. I'm not sure on the exact figure, but definitely a couple of thousand.
Just didn't trust the banks?
Pardon?
Did she not trust the banks? I know a lot of older people don't trust the banking system.
Well, it was quite a few years ago. So back then, she just preferred to keep it to herself.
Yeah.
So, Maddie, I've got a story about hiding cash and forgetting where it was. My old man, before an AFL grand final, had a sizable bet on a team to win the grand final.
Yes.
And he bought down a large amount of cash to lay off on the bet. So he backed both teams. We had far too many beers the night before, and Dad hid the cash, and we woke up and could not find it.
Oh. He just couldn't remember.
It was under the car in the garage. I don't even know what he was doing in the garage, but that's where he hid it. Yeah.
If I had money under a floorboard and it was more than $100, I would lift every single floorboard.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. If I were the grandkids, I'd be running around that house.
It's about time we put some new floorboards in. Let's rip it up.
Jody, what did you find?
Good morning. Now, you're probably going to blame my nana for this, but my nana used to, she went a bit dementia towards the end, and she started accusing everyone of stealing her money. So when she died, she had run an old house in Netherlands, and you know, they in the floorboards you used to be able to lift like a flap up, I think, where they would check services years ago.
Yes.
And when we renovated, there was $10,000 in it.
Oh my! Oh God. Wow!
Did we not tell Nan?
She was dead.
Oh.
A little present on the way out. Even
that's right. A parting gift.
A parting gift.
Oh, yeah, good old right. Nan.
Oh, thank yeah. you, Nan. And thanks, Jody. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Brian.
Nan, thanks, Brian. And a good little flyby on the way out, Jody. Thank you very much.
Don't call again, Jody. Far out.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hit app. Download it today.
I want to know what your thoughts is on dogs in cafes. What's your thoughts on dogs in cafes? Give us a call. Because, Dave, I was in this, like a fancy, one of the fancy suburbs, if you will.
We'll name it.
I was at City Beach.
Okay.
And
which cafe? Odyssey. Because I love Odyssey because I can take my dog out the back.
Really?
Yeah, into the glassed area.
Well, I don't want to say why for this reason, just in case.
Have I got the right cafe?
Possibly.
Yeah.
So this lady comes in, like a very, you know, fancy lady, an older lady.
Yeah.
And she's got her fancy bag with, like, you know, the little, really little dogs that are, like, in the bag. You know, those kind of...
Dog rats.
So she walks in and she goes to the waitress, I'll get a skinny flat white and little Bronson here will have a dogachino. And I was like, my ears pricked up because I'm like,
of course they did.
Dogachino, what's going on? And the waitress was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not sure what you mean by a dogachino. And then the old lady, the old fancy lady, she gets a bit like, she's miffed. She's offended. She's like, what do you mean? It's like, it was so normal.
They're
for
not
her
a thing, surely.
Well, that's what I thought. And then she goes... I'll assure you, it is very normal. I'd say 4 out of 5 cafes in all of Perth have dogachinos.
Going for 80% of cafes and 80%. Rocking the old dogachino.
Yeah, and when someone throws a stat out willy-nilly, I'm going to test that.
Of course.
So she said 4 out of 5. I called 5 cafes earlier because apparently 4 out of 5 have dogachinos. Here's the results. Yes, I was just wondering, do you guys have dogachinos or coffees for dogs?
Coffee for dogs?
Yes.
No. The pantry.
Yeah, hi, I was wondering, do you guys have dogachinos or any coffees for dogs?
No, we don't, sorry. Brandon Food Market, Bella speaking.
Yeah, hi, Bella. I was just wondering, do you guys have cappuccinos for dogs or anything like that in your cafe?
No, we don't, unfortunately.
Do you guys have dogachinos or coffees for dogs?
No, we don't, sorry, mate. Hello, Foam Coffee Bar, this is Callum.
Yeah, hi, Callum. I was just wondering, do you guys do like a dogachino or coffee for dogs?
Not really, man. We've got free dog treats and we've got we've got bowls of water for them, but no dogachino. I don't think it's that common at all.
Thank you for saying that, my man. You're a legend.
Cheers, dude.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
So after this lady goes, 4 out of 5. How many out of 5 there, Zave?
That was a naught, but was that Foam the last one you called? Did you drink Foam?
Possibly, yeah.
No, we don't. We've got dog treats and bowls of water. Yeah. Exactly what, well, even the treats is a delight. Just a bowl of water is ample.
You've got 2 dogs. Would you take them to a cafe ever?
I take them to cafes, yes.
But through. Would you order them a dogachino?
Absolutely not. I've got Kevin who is like, we got Kev who we call the private school boy because his coat is so shiny and he's never done a hard day in his life. And then we've got Tilly. Who we got from a foster dog situation where her ears were rotten and was a bit skitty, and that's and she's a real junkyard dog, old Tilba.
So you couldn't let her roam in a fancy cafe, or she just
she wouldn't belong there. No, she would be like, nah, not for me.
Not for me. Too fancy for
Too
me.
Too fancy for me.
Well, 131060 is our phone number. I want to know, A, what do you think about dogs being in a cafe, a place where food is being served? And then B, do you know places that actually do dogachinos, or is this fancy City Beach lady just made it up? Give us a call.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hit app. Download it today.
Dogs in cafes. I was at a fancy, nice cafe in City Beach and this fancy old lady came in them with her fancy handbag with one of those fancy little dogs in the bag and said, I'll get a skinny flat white and little Bronson will have a dogachino.
Sounds very Kardashian to me.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? And I just thought... Like, my ears pricked up at the word dogachino.
Yeah.
And even the waitress was a bit like, you know, not like being polite, but she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I just don't really know. Is that a thing here? And the old lady who goes, 4 out of 5 cafes in Perth. And
4 out of 5.
So I called.
4 out of 5 don't even do bacon and eggs.
4 out of 5 there don't do meat. There's all the vegan ones and stuff. Before the song, I called 5 cafes and they all said no. no Doggachino. So 0 from 5. But let's go to Sophie. What's your thoughts?
There's a cafe in Mosman Park called The Leaky Tap, and they do puppuccinos and popsicles. So it's like frozen chicken necks in like broth or stock, and it's served in like a little toilet bowl for the leaky tap, obviously. But we've taken our dog there, and
the chicken necks are always a bit of a go-to for a dog.
Oh, absolutely, ours love them.
the leaky tap,
yeah, and the puppuccino, that's a fun name. But do the dogs actually love it, or is it just more fancy for the owners to be like, oh, I'm at the cafe with my dog?
Oh no, our dogs love it. They love the puppuccino, and we actually make our dog their own puppuccinos at home.
Oh, fancy!
Yeah, let me guess. Sophie, do you have any kids?
No,
I didn't think so.
They're our little babies. Let's go to Yokai and Mark. Have you heard of a Doggachino?
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. What do you think of dogs in the cafe, mate?
Look, potentially, if you are 100% confident that that dog will behave, maybe. Other than that, no. I used to work at a bar that used to allow dogs, and it was hell. They would bark at each other, they would make mess, they would pee everywhere, and the owners just used to laugh and play it off like it was funny.
But when you're actually working there, is it sort of assumed or expected that you'll clean up after the dog?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, far out.
Sometimes they won't even acknowledge me while I'm cleaning up the dog's pee.
Yeah, that sucks. That really sucks.
I can't talk. Often we'll have, like, I'll come home to the dogs eating, like, a teriyaki salmon or something, something ridiculous.
They live in the high
life. Mate, they have omelets. They have the absolute works. Often it's food that's expiring towards the end of the week, and Em will make something for them. But, no, they sit down for a three-courser.
They live in the dream over there. Is that going to change once you have a kid, though? The kid might get a bit more attention?
I never thought Em would ever love anything more than Kevin and Tilly. Like, she, 6 a.m., like, she's 35 weeks pregnant or whatever she is currently, and still at 6 a.m., she's down at the park waddling away just to make sure the dogs get their little exercise. And, like, she says, 6 a.m., the dogs walk. That's what the dogs do. That's what I'll continue doing. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's commitment. Let's go to Sterling. Tonya, what do you think of dogs in cafes?
Totally agree. We have one in Balcatta called Fur Babies, and I take my dog Bella there every week.
And Bella loves it?
Oh, yeah, she does. And they even do wolf parties.
What's a wolf party?
It's a dog birthday party.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you take... Well, yeah, I feel like I'm not all for it, but I am still the owner who sent his dogs to daycare and all that sort of stuff. So I can't get on my horse too much. But, I mean, the dog birthday parties and stuff might be a bit difficult if I was actually at the cafe.
There has been a poll on our Instagram. 51% of people in Perth are saying, yes, a Doggachino or a Puppuccino is a thing. And is it Union Market? Union Kitchen or Union Market. Lots of people have called through and say they do the best Doggachinos apparently in town.
And the leaky tap.
Leaky tap's on there as well. All right, get onto our Insta stories and let us know your thoughts.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
That Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up was for Skill Hire, your employment and training specialist.